I would like to talk a little bit about discouragement. I've had this on my heart for a long time, and I'm glad I can speak about it today. I'd like to talk about someone I know who was discouraged. He had just left high school. Things seemed to look up for him. He was happy. And then he went on to college, thinking everything would go well. And then he got discouraged and everything started to fall apart. He didn't do well in his classes and he had to drop out, and his job cut all his hours, and he began to be discouraged, to be angry. Why did this have to happen to me? And she went on. And then felt a little bit better. He got a new job. And then as those days went on, his job experience at his job became worse and worse. And then he became discouraged again. He became angry. Why did this have to happen to me? Everyone else has it all so much better than me. And then he switched jobs again, and then he was fired. And he was even more angry. Why, God? Why me? And then as those months went on, he started to look at his word more, and then he realized he'd been looking at his circumstances too much. His own circumstances. And he started to grow in his faith again. And then everything started to change. He began to be happier. And his discouragement went away. He got a new job, but then he was fired. Then he had to quit. And then, with this time, instead of being angry, he accepted that this was something that happened. And he got a new job. And he's happy with it. And now he's speaking before you. It was me. So I encourage you, brethren, please don't be discouraged. Please don't be angry with God. Because it leads to a life of unhappiness. I would know. I experienced it.